Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
Everyone's go-to source for all NFL news.
And we're going to get right to some breaking news here that just came down. This tweet from Adam Schefter.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, yeah, you got more news? What do you got?
They're going with another move.
And he was the man who knows all, Adam Schefter.
And Joshy's biggest fan.
It's nice to see Josh at the big boy table. Thank you, everybody. Keep up the good work, Josh.
It's ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. Adam Schefter on JGC is sponsored by Island Resort and Casino, Tony Wendorf & Associates, and Smart 18 Union.
Adam Schefter on Jed, Gabe & Chewy, brought to you by Tony Wendorf & Associates. Just like the moves made in the pros, Tony Wendorf & Associates, First Weber Group, helps people make their own big moves every day. Trusted knowledge, superior service, they're the real estate MVPs of Wisconsin. If you're looking to buy or sell a house, make the move and get in touch with Tony Wendorf & Associates.
Always great to have Adam Schefter joining the show. Chewy, didn't you want to ask Adam something right out of the gate?
I did. Adam, so last segment I was talking to Jen and Gabe about one of your analysts there at the station, and I really liked how he was breaking down the last Bears-Packers game, but I couldn't I'm fumbling with his name. I couldn't think of him. My memory's not the best, so I'm stumbling, fumbling, and all of a sudden I just said, safety boy. And they didn't know who I was talking about. If I said that
Dominique
to you...
Dominique Foxworth or Ryan Clark, one of the two.
No!
That was incorrect, Adam. I'm sorry.
Just like the D-boy?
Yeah.
Out of the end zone. Detroit.
Oh, Dan Orlovsky.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Dan Orlovsky. Just so you know, Adam, that is exactly the train of thought that Gabe and I were following. We're like, oh, defensive back. So you got Ryan Clark. You mentioned Dominique Foxworth. He's like, no. Yeah. Detroit, back in the end zone.
Dominique Foxworth is on Get Up right now. Like, you would figure, okay, he's on there right now. Like, you're talking about him. Okay, he's on. Safety boy. Yeah, there we go. Dan Orlovsky would be end zone boy, okay? Like, that would be... If you said end zone boy, we'd get it.
Yeah, okay. I'm mostly disappointed in Gabe, because Gabe... For years working with him is typically inside my brain, but obviously he wasn't.
I fumbled that one.
Not today. Adam, obviously the big news around the NFL is that John Harbaugh was let go by the Ravens 18 seasons. And Gabe and I were going to have this conversation a little bit later in the show, but, you know, there's all this talk in Green Bay about if they lose this game, how Matt LaFleur is on the hot seat. We don't know what Ed Policy is going to do. You came out with you talked about the money potentially being an issue and, you know, if they can agree on a number. Where does the Green Bay coaching situation stand today?
I think unresolved would be the best way of saying it and the fairest way of saying it, right? Like, I think it has to be addressed whenever their season ends, and how it ends probably will have some sort of influence on how that goes down. If they go on an extended playoff run, price only goes up. If they lose this weekend, those talks can start right away and they can try to get clarity. It's a lot of timing. It's a lot of the postseason result. There's a lot on the line. He'd be headed into the last year of his contract. I think they absolutely want him back. Now the question is, you know, how do they make that happen? How does he make it? It's got to work for both sides. You know, he wants to be back. They want him back. Can they figure it out?
Adam, is Harbaugh now the hottest candidate out there? And where do you think would be a good fit for him?
He's definitely the hottest candidate out there. And that's evidenced by the fact that literally 45 minutes after he was fired, his agent Brian Harlan called me. And Brian said, just want you to know, I don't care that you report it, that within 45 minutes, seven teams have reached out to me about talking to John. Seven in 45 minutes. Now let's do the math here a second. Seven teams. One of the teams with openings was Baltimore. I don't think that Baltimore was one of the teams that reached out to him about hiring him. So now we're down to six teams with an opening and at least one. And I can tell you this, it was more than just one team with current sitting, acting head coaches that reached out to get some information about John Harbaugh.
How careful do those teams have to tread, though, Adam? Because I figure that's just, to me, a really tight needle that you have to thread of,
oh, yeah.
Okay, we've got our head coach, but the only way we want to get rid of our head coach is if we can get John Harbaugh. So you have to move quietly, because if anything gets out and leaks, then the whole thing can blow up.
It's, by the way, to reach out like that, when you have a current sitting acting, I think that is, you know what it is, honestly, it's no different than saying you're married and I'm going to go out to dinner with my, with the person I'm having an affair with. I'm just going to go take him out to dinner. Like, that's the way it is. Like, someone spots you out to dinner. Maybe that's a bit more public, but it's public that there's at least one team that called, at least two, maybe more by now, that called, that have current head coaches that have checked in and inquired. That's what it is. It's cheating on your spouse. That's what that is to me.
So you wouldn't consider it due diligence by an organization that was lukewarm on the guy that they have? You know, again, and we've heard the teams that have been thrown out there.
Jen. What sort of due diligence do you need to do? Okay? Like, what do you need to know?
Would you be interested in our spot? I don't think it's a question of his resume and his capabilities as a head coach, although I do see a lot of people banging the drum that, oh, he's just a special teams guy. He's not calling plays and whatnot, but
who's won 10 games a year for 18 years.
Correct, including a Super Bowl, but I digress. I think it would be
He's won more road games than any coach in NFL, more road playoff games than any coach in NFL history.
I think it would be, would you be interested in coming here? Would he be interested in coming here when you're talking to John Harbaugh's agent?
Okay, by the way, good question. So if that's the question those teams asked, then clearly they're trying to decide whether they would rather have John Harbaugh or their guy. And you know, I don't care who called. The answer isn't going to be, John will come right now. Like, yeah, he might have interest. Yeah, okay. Those organizations that called, they know whether he would have some level of interest. If they're good organizations with good quarterbacks, he'll have some interest. If they're crappy organizations with poor ownership and not good, he won't. Like, we could figure out the places he'd be interested in. It's not hard.
Adam, should that make LaFleur and McDermott nervous? The fact that Harbaugh got fired? I mean, because that was a little bit of a shock
funny
to me.
It's funny you say that. Because I actually had that, I was thinking of that with Sean McDermott. I didn't associate it with Matt LaFleur because Matt LaFleur hasn't been around as long as those other guys. But I had that exact thought that you just said last night. I'm taping some sports centers and I'm going, if I'm Sean McDermott and I'm heading to the playoffs this weekend and John Harbaugh just got fired and the Bills come up short again, then why couldn't he get fired? Like, if John Harbaugh's getting fired, then anybody get fired, just about. Anybody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's HVAC, sheet metal, or welding, Smart 18 members are trained to be the best in the business with top-tier wages, unbeatable benefits, and lifelong career support. It's not just a job, it's a career. Learn more at smart18.org and start building your future today. Going back to the Matt LaFleur, what do you think would be a fair number for him? Because I know coaching salaries, we know some, we don't know all. It kind of operates in this kind of, you know, darker corner, whereas a free agent signs or a free agent re-signs big-time deals, those numbers get out there. The coaching numbers don't as much. What do you think would be a fair number for Matt LaFleur?
You know, to me, I think it's an easy deal to wrap up for both sides if they both want to do it. Okay? I don't know exactly what Ben Johnson made, but I think it was about 12.5 to 13. Okay? So there we go. Okay, Ben, let's just say Ben Johnson, for argument's sake, at 12.5. Matt, we're going to give you 13. Matt might want 17. I don't know what he wants. Okay? But you know what? You're in Green Bay. The price, the cost of living is not what it is in Chicago or New York. Like, I was hoping more. Well, here's the thing. If I'm Green Bay and I go right away and I go strong and I talk about how much we appreciate you and love you and want you back and how much you mean to this team and we're going to pay you 13, we'll pay you 13 and a half. Like, you come up with a number that makes them feel good north of Ben. I think a lot of times it's in the approach. You know, if they come in under there, screw them. You know, and then maybe eventually they get there. Like, I could think of, there are many negotiations I've seen, observed, where group A, they try to come at a party with a low number. And then a fight ensues, it gets dragged, and then they come up in the end. Like, why don't you just start there? If you want the guy, do the right thing. Make it known right away. If you don't, then don't. But make it clear and come strong from the beginning or don't. That's your choice. You're a guy. You want the guy. Don't be cute. Go get it done. If you don't, move off him. It's pretty. So what's the number is secondary to me in to how the approach is done. It's not hard to figure out what is a right number. But if you want to make somebody fight and grovel and bicker over it, that's the way to lose and disenfranchise somebody.
Adam, do you know Ed Policy at all? Because all I can base things is off of what his dad did in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And what his dad did was fire Bill Walsh, and he fired George Seifert very quickly after they won a Super Bowl there, which is pretty harsh, no-nonsense type of stuff. So, and I talked to the local reporters here that they're like, we just don't know anything about him. Do you know him at all and how he goes about?
Not well.
His dad was pretty, I don't want to say ruthless. That's a little strong, but.
Well, but his dad, and funny, I didn't realize that until you just said that now. His dad may be thought of as ruthless as you're describing, but his dad was a beloved, respected figure.
Like, yes.
he was a great guy.
Yeah.
Great. He's a great guy. You know, people loved him. People mm-hmm. loved him. So he may have been ruthless like that. But I don't think that impacted his reputation.
Son.
Yeah. 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 Like, yeah, people really loved him. So,
yeah.
When he was with the Niners. So
we loved him too.
I guess that shows you could be ruthless and you could be loved both.
Yeah. We loved him too, Adam. Cause obviously we got Holmgren, and when I got there, our facilities at Boston College were better than they were in Green Bay. So we kind of turned mm-hmm. into San Francisco of the Midwest. And a lot of that, I think, had to do with Carmen Policy, just through talking right. to Holmgren on how they ran things out there. And we were –
and by the, and Mike Shanahan picked that up, and he took that to his tree, which was passed down to Kyle Shanahan and Sean sure. McVay and Matt LaFleur and Raheem Morris and all these people like that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Adam, when you talked to John Harbaugh's agent, and he said that there were teams that have acting head coaches that were kicking the tires or at least reaching out, do you think Green Bay was one of them?
I couldn't say. I mean, I'd be surprised, but who knows in this world? Anything's possible, right?
And Gabe and I were talking about this earlier. If Matt LaFleur were to become available and John Harbaugh was still on the open market, which of those would be the more desirable head coach across the league, Matt LaFleur or
well,
John Harbaugh?
Well, I would say this. This is no disrespect to anybody. I think John Harbaugh is the number one guy out there right now. I think he's the guy that's going to command the most money and the most attention. If Matt LaFleur somehow were made available, he would have a job like that in a moment. You know, would there be teams lining up? I think there'd be a lot of – I think he'd have his options, no doubt in my mind. But I just think that right now John Harbaugh is the flavor of the day, and everybody wants a piece of that today.
Adam, we really appreciate you hanging out with us. It's a very interesting time as far as coaching go. I mean, I look up at the television on GetUp, and it's saying, should Kurt Cignetti make the jump to the NFL? What a wild time we are living in, huh?
What? How do we feel about the game Saturday?
Very excited.
I mean,
and optimistic or pessimistic?
I am optimistic.
I am as well.
I mean, this is the best case scenario for the Packers, Adam, because I think they match up well against the Bears. We've seen it. The Packers have played well against the Bears in their two games this year. But it's also like if they lose, it's the most devastating. Like, I may have to just, like, delete Twitter with the way my mentions are going to be filled up with Bears fans for, like, the next, you know, 8 months.
Yeah. I think a tough matchup. Which, the playoffs, any matchup's going to be tough.
Yeah.
I think the Bears are going to play an A game.
I agree.
Yeah, Chewy thinks that it's over. What do you always say, Chewy?
Stick a fork in it.
Listen, I don't know that it's over, but it's going to be a tough game.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be a good one, though. And we have said this. I know there are people out there who have enjoyed the years and years and years of the Packers beating up on the Bears. But the NFL is better as a whole when this rivalry is strong and alive and well. And I think that's where we are now.
Well, should be a great game. Everybody's looking forward to seeing it.
All right, Adam. Enjoy the rest of your week.
We We'll assess it next week.
Yeah, you certainly will. Good to chat with you, sir. We always appreciate your time.
Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.
Adam Schefter each and every week brought to us by the Island Resort and Casino, a premier resort destination, the largest north of Milwaukee, with everything you like to do in one awesome location. Visit islandresortandcasino.com to book your total experience today.